Birds of Tokyo, Triple M. Jane Dave, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock, playing In the Nuts. Very soon, $130 cash. If you get it right this morning, we'll play. 26 degrees in Pindi right now.
What is on your mind? First calls, 13, 27, 10. We've done it the last few days, and it's just been going great guns. So give us a call, 13, 27, 10, whatever you want to talk about. Jackie, good morning to you.
Hello, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. You're still okay because I know you're working at the Marta.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good stuff.
You seeing lots of people coming in?
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep them busy,
hey? Doing enough to keep this going.
Yeah, exactly right.
Can I ask you something, Jackie? Because I know you're one of the people in the kitchen at the Marta. What's the menu there? Is it pretty basic, or do you get a decent spread?
Well, we've got people from out of the hospital coming in for meals, so it must be all right.
Oh, that's right. Well, out of the hospital?
Yeah, from out of the hospital, from just normal people coming in, but we can't at the moment because it's closed up.
I didn't even know that you could go in and have a meal at at the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital today for a meal.
I would wait a while until all this is done because all the chairs have been put away.
Yeah, just to make it safe for a lot of people, hey?
Exactly.
So,
we've only got a couple of chairs and they're distance apart, so... Mm.
Social distancing at its best. Are you social distancing while cooking food in the kitchen?
Oh, that's a bit hard.
Jackie, no excuses.
But we try.
1.5 metres, girlfriend.
Jackie, you've just given us an idea on what we can actually we can make some money out of this, like extended handles on the utensils, so you're still social distancing while still cooking.
What I'm going to do is get a stick and then you just spin around real fast. If anything,
I'd like to see that, but it's not going to happen because the girls, it's going to be too hard from the stick.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Jackie, you take care. You stay safe, hey?
Yep.
Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it. There you go, hey? This is what first calls is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
13 27 10 is a phone number.
Jim's in early, mate. How you doing?
Good, mate. I just wanted to say a great thank you for that you did with me the other day. I got the sugar yesterday. I met Shaz. She's fantastic.
Mm.
I couldn't believe the generosity of that woman.
Oh, look, she is a lovely person, and I think that's the Australian spirit basically just coming out. You were in need, so we were going to help you out.
Well, mate, all I can say is I'm very grateful, and especially with Shaz because I know she just gave it to me out of the goodness of her heart.
Mm.
And I'm just... was blown away with it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Do you know what I saw yesterday, Jim? I was in a shop in Mount Pleasant, and I won't say which shop it was. It was a supermarket.
Yeah.
And you know how there's rules around having one per item of different things at the moment?
Sure.
There was an older gentleman there who wanted some hand wipes and toilet paper, but I think one of the rules was you can only have one or something.
Silly.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But I understand why they're doing it to stop people panic buying. But so the lady behind him said, give me the hand wipe. So she paid for it in her purchase and then gave it to him outside.
Oh, that's excellent.
Hey?
Well done.
Yeah, look, the problem with this pandemic that we're facing brings out the worst in a lot of people and brings out the best in a few people. And it's just absolutely fantastic when you find people that are so kind and generous.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we're glad you got your sugar now so you can have your coffee and be like the rest of us, be sane now.
Yeah.
Mate, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jim. Pass our love on to your wife too, mate.
Yeah, mate. Thank you very much.
See you, mate. There you go, Jim.
See ya.
Great work to Shaz, and thank you to everybody who offered to... get Jim some sugar. So
yeah, Jim's a lovely bloke. Lives in Orley with his wife. I think he's in his 70s.
Don't
80s.
Guess. Don't guess. You never guess a person's age.
He's 42.
He'll love you now. He'll absolutely love you now. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Any great stories coming out? You've got one to share with us. 13, 27, 10.